It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where I tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, August 27th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I have a story on the way about the king of parody finally getting his due.
And I'm going to tell you about why Azalea Banks is apologizing to Elon Musk, even though apparently she's never actually met him. But first, a few of today's top headlines. Details are emerging about the funeral of Aretha Franklin. It's taking place this Friday in Detroit, and it's going to be a private ceremony, but not a small ceremony. It's taking place at Greater Grace Temple, which is the same venue that housed the 2005 funeral for Rosa Parks, at which Aretha Franklin sang. And that venue holds 4,000 people.
That seems only appropriate for the Queen of Soul.
Absolutely. And the guest list also sounds appropriate. Speakers are going to include Bill Clinton, Jesse Jackson, and Smokey Robinson. Musical performers will include Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, and Chaka Khan. It's been home to the Four Horsemen. It's been home to Rudy. But Notre Dame Stadium has never been home to a concert. That's about to change.
Whoa! Tell me everything, Jay.
Garth Brooks is going to play Notre Dame Stadium on October 20th. The date was just confirmed, but they announced last month that the concert was going to happen. Garth Brooks stood alongside former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz and said, "Notre Dame Stadium has seen so many iconic moments. I look forward to bringing a new kind of crazy to the party."
Yes!
Get ready, Irish. A 26-year-old man has been arrested and charged with simple battery after he rushed the stage on Saturday night in Atlanta as Beyonce and Jay-Z were wrapping up their concert.
Yeah, this is unacceptable. You do not interrupt Bay and Jay.
And they were performing the second song from their new joint album, which has a name I can't really say on the radio / podcast because this is a clean, family-friendly podcast.
Mm-hmm, that's how we like it.
But there's a lot of video of this incident because everybody has their phones out at Beyonce and Jay-Z. So there are a lot of different angles you can see of this guy, kind of like first he walks up on stage and he kind of like runs towards the back of the stage after Beyonce and Jay-Z, and all of their like dancers just like circle this guy and they like form like a human chain around
him. Did he just get lost?
I don't think he doesn't look like he was like looking for the bathroom. I think he was trying to get a little FaceTime with Bay and Jay, but the dancers and security put an end to it.
All right, picture this. Another one rides the bus. Amish paradise. Eat it. White and nerdy. Like a surgeon. Do you know where I'm going with all of these, Jay?
It sounds like you're getting really weird in the best kind of way.
Yeah. I'm talking about the parody king himself, Weird Al Yankovic, getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today, actually, while we're recording this, it's happening right now. So by the time you listen to this, it will have been in the past. But man, what a way to kick off the week.
Totally. I was just watching the live stream, in fact, before we hopped into the studio here, and watched it being declared Weird Al Yankovic Day in Hollywood. And he takes the mic and says, "Weird Al Yankovic Day? Well, let me tell you, things are about to start changing around here."
So cute. I mean, when you think how unlikely is the rise to fame for Weird Al, like this accordion playing parody song making jokester from Linwood, California. It's a crazy story, but I mean, he's covered everyone from Nirvana to Coolio, Michael Jackson, Queen, all the way up to Lin-Manuel Miranda just this past year or so. Back in 2014, he put out his 14th studio album called Mandatory Fun, and it was the first ever comedy album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200. This is a guy who's done so much with so little.
It's amazing to watch Lin-Manuel Miranda like getting a little emotional as he hears the Hamilton polka, because Weird Al Yankovic is such an institution. There's like almost no greater honor you can achieve. Kennedy Center honors, whatever, Grammys, EGOT, all of them, none of it quite compares to the unique privilege of being parodied by Weird Al.
He's been saying, "Yeah, I've got this big tour that I'm going to do. It's going to be called Strings Attached. There's going to be a full orchestra. It's going to be huge." But it kind of brought us back to, 40 years ago, to basically the first song to hit for Weird Al, which if you go back to 1979, you knew things were going to get weird when the guy with the curly hair at Cal Poly went into his college radio station bathroom and covered the Knack's My Sharona.
Okay, so we thought that the whole Azalea Banks, Grimes, Elon Musk story was just kind of like a funny note a week or two ago.
And I'm already over it. Like, I was over it when we were talking about it, but somehow this story just keeps dragging on, Jay.
Well, because Elon Musk has now been subpoenaed by the SEC. So really quick recap, Elon Musk is or was dating Grimes, popular indie musician, who was supposedly going to be collaborating with the rapper Azalea Banks on a track. Azalea Banks shows up at Elon Musk's house because they're dating.
Possibly.
So she's waiting to collab with Grimes. Doesn't quite happen, or we haven't heard about it happening. But meanwhile, she's in some amount of like contact or observation of Elon Musk. And people were loving that fact that she was on her Instagram stories talking about how she's waiting around Elon Musk's house, what's going to happen.
Everyone loves somebody spilling some tea.
Right around that time, apparently, when Azalea Banks was hanging out at Elon Musk's house, he posts a tweet saying that he's thinking about taking his company, Tesla, private. And he says he has funding secured. So people who know things about finance and commerce start raising their eyebrows because apparently that seems dubious and you're not allowed to make false statements about your company if you're an executive. And Azalea Banks comes into this story because she's posting on social media, oh yeah, he was scrounging for investors. After posting that tweet, he was stressed and red in the face. So if anyone was doubting Elon Musk's, you know, veracity here, now, you know, Azalea Banks is throwing fuel on the fire.
Ugh.
So she has now apologized to Elon Musk, who is certainly stressed now because the SEC is looking at his business dealings. And did the Grimes collab ever happen? I don't even know. If it does, we'll have to listen to it, I guess. But, you know, it could be great because obviously Grimes is very talented. Azalea Banks is very talented, too. Now she's made headlines so many more times for this whole Grimes situation and all of her outrageous social media statements that she necessarily has for her music. But she's a super talented musician. You might recognize, for example, this jam from 2014, 212.
Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the vamp up.
So our viral clip of the day has already gone viral. It's not necessarily a newly viral thing, but somehow it never contaminated.
I think contaminated. I mean, this is something that gets in your bloodstream. It attacks. Yeah.
So this is a story about the world's premier Simpsons-inspired metal band.
And this is one that you have to see because I think even listening to it doesn't do it totally justice.
So the story today is that this band called Oakley Doakley have announced their first ever European tour. So UK music fans who've been waiting to see a bunch of guys all dressed like Ned Flanders playing metal songs that largely derive from the dialogue of that character from The Simpsons. Your chance is coming up in October. Oakley Doakley are going to storm the UK before coming back to the US. So I dived into the world of Oakley Doakley, and their videos are something to watch. Their 2016 debut was self-titled. They're working on a follow-up called Howdly Toodly. For a little sample of Oakley Doakley, here's a clip of their song, White Wine Spritzer. You can see the video for that song and learn more about all these fascinating stories over at thecurrent.org. That's our music news for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Reed. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.